Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In a world dominated by natural selection and individual competition, biologists have long sought to understand instances of group cooperation. Andrew Coleman, professor of psychology at the University of Leicester, explains the discovery of a cause for spontaneous cooperation in the animal kingdom.
Charles Darwin's theory of evolution is based on a competitive process of natural selection in which only the fittest survive, but cooperation is widespread in nature across many species. Darwin was especially puzzled by social insects that can be exceptionally cooperative and altruistic. An even more familiar example to most people is alarm calling in birds. In many species of birds, when an individual spots a predator, such as a cat or a hawk, it gives a loud alarm call. This warns other birds in the flock, but can only reduce the survival chances of the alarm caller itself. So the question is, how could such behavior have evolved, and why isn't it eliminated by natural selection? Several explanations have been suggested for special cases of various kinds. Now, Lindsay Browning, Bryony Pulford and I have discovered a mechanism that provides a new, more general explanation. Using game theory and computer simulation, we've discovered that natural selection promotes cooperation between similar individuals, even if they're not close relatives. This is a more general process than the Greenbeard effect of evolutionary biology. We call it spontaneous similarity discrimination. It happens automatically in populations in which individuals can recognize others who are similar to themselves. Our research began with populations given completely random sets of genes. Then we subjected them to random mutations and natural selection over 10,000 generations. Selective cooperation between similar individuals evolved every time.
That was Andrew Coleman of the University of Leicester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.